Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. A refrain of Christians down through the ages, a shout of joy. But does it still mean anything over 2,000 years after the event? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. What, if anything, does the resurrection of Jesus Christ mean to you? Today, here, now, with all you have going on in your life, all this time after Jesus is alleged to have risen from the dead? Or will you, like many, pass it by with an Easter egg hunt for the kids, a bit more chocolate than you ought to eat, lunch, dinner, and then off to bed? A few decades after that first Easter Sunday, the Apostle Peter, remember, the very same one who denied Jesus three times on the night before his crucifixion, wrote this to Christians who were suffering terrible persecution. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God has great mercy, and because of his mercy, he gave us a new life. This new life brings us a living hope through Jesus Christ's resurrection from death. The people who first read that were possibly wondering when the Romans would come to tar and feather them, to be burned at one of the emperor's garden parties. Instead, Peter comes and lights up their lives with a new life, a whole new life. Not just with the sort of hope that says, well, I hope I don't suffer tomorrow. Instead, this new life brings us a living hope through Jesus Christ's resurrection from death. No matter what befalls you, that hope will never die because Jesus rose from the grave. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Jesus rose again to give you victory over the grave. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His Word.